Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Bavakama, Perik Sheini, Mishnah Aleph. We've already mentioned the Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, Kapitel Chav Beis, Pasuk Dalet. Kiyaver ish sade eicherem, if a person permits his animals to eat up a field or a vineyard, v'shilach ez v'iroi, or whether he set loose his livestock. Bier b'stei acher, meitav sadehu, meitav karmi yishal. We've explained, v'shilach ez v'iroi, chazal say, means regal. My behemoth walks into someone else's field and steps on things. Doesn't intend to do any damage, he's just walking through. But he's crushing things as he's walking through. So I have to pay nezek shalem, unlike Karen that pays only chatzi nezek. So frek the Mishnah, how does this work? When do I pay nezek shalem for regel? Ketzad a regel mu'edes? When is regel considered mu'yit, which means he pays nezek shalem the first time? And the Mishnah answers, l'shaber, when it breaks things, b'derech hilucha, as it's walking. He walks through and steps on things, and animals are very heavy, and it crushes most things that it steps on. But it didn't intend to do damage. And it's a common kind of a hezek. Now that's the av of regel. There are things that fall under the category of a tolda of regel, where it's not mamish stepping on things. It's not mamish what the pasuk says beferish. But it falls under the same category because it has the same characteristics. It's common to happen, and the behemoth does not intend to do damage. Habehemah mu'edes, a behemoth is also a mu'yid, lahalech kedarka ulashaber. The entire guf of the behemoth, not just the feet, is considered a mu'yid, lahalech kedarka, when it walks normally, without the intent to do damage, ulashaber, but it breaks things with its body as it's passing through. The Gemara quotes a braisa that says, lav dafka with the guf of the behemoth. But even if things are broken, by connecting with things that are attached to the behemoth, like the saddle, or maybe a package that's laying on the behemoth that breaks something, or something gets caught in the hair of the animal, as long as it happens this way as the animal is walking, it's considered a tolda of regel and you pay nezek shalem. Also, bear in mind, the damage has to take place in the reshus hanezek, like the Torah says, ubir b'stei acher. But if the damage took place in the Rishus HaRabim, then the owner of the shor can say, what was your item doing in the Rishus HaRabim? Now, it is possible, says the Mishnah Vayter, that the animal actually does damage with its feet. So you're going to tell me with its feet, it should for sure be regal. If even with its saddle or with its body, it's considered a tolda of regal. So any damage with its feet should for sure be regal? Not necessarily. Let's see the Mishnah Vayter. Hoyse miva'etes. If the animal got angry and kicked something with the intent to do damage. So here was kavinase lahazik, and it's not common, it's not a common thing to happen. Therefore, it falls under the category of keren, which only pays chatzi nezek. Another example would be where the animal actually can do damage with its feet, but he only pays chatzi nezek. Or shoyat tsroiris, you had pebbles, minatsin, that were like spritzing or spraying mitachas raglel from under its feet as it's walking. The behemoth is walking normally. Little pebbles from the pressure come shooting out from underneath its legs. Whether the animal is walking in the Rishus HaNizik and the Tzroiris do damage over there, or whether the animal is walking in the Rishus HaRabim and the pebbles go flying into the Rishus HaNizik, the Shibras HaKalim, it breaks Kalim, these flying pebbles break Kalim. In both these cases, the kicking and the Tzroiris, Mishalem Chatzi Nezek, the owner of the Shar pays only Chatzi Nezek. Now, in the first case where the animal kicked, so we explained, that's kavinasi lahazik, it's a toldav keren. But what about the second case? The animal is walking and pebbles are flying from underneath its feet. That's not kavinasi lahazik. The animal doesn't even know about this. And it's also very common. So shouldn't it be a toldav regel? And the answer is, you're right. Tsroiris, the flying pieces of pebbles, which is azekamotzi, which is common, it's done through the animal's legs, and it's not kavinasi lahazik. All of these should be reasons that it's regal, and you should pay nezek shalom. But there's a halacha l'maisha mesina that tsroiris of a behema pay only chatzi nezek. Now you can have a case, says the Mishnah Vayter, where there was only one action and two things were damaged. On one of them you pay chatzi nezek, on the other nezek shalom. For example, darsa alakli, an animal stumped down on a keli, b'shavatu, and broke it. The behemoth is walking in the rishos hanizik, in the normal way. Darsa l'kli, steps on a keli, b'shavatu, and breaks it. But the force is so hard, not only did the original keli break that the animal stepped on, but v'nafal, a broken part of the keli, flew and fell al-kli on a different keli. Ushvarim broke that keli as well. So one keli was broken as the animal stepped on it. Another keli was broken as a piece went flying and broke another keli. Al-Rishon, on the first keli that the animal stepped on, Mishalem Nezek Shalom, he pays Nezek Shalom, because this is classical regal. He stepped on a keli in a Rishos HaNizek. The Al-Achrin, on the second keli that broke from the flying broken piece of the first one, Shalom Chatzinezek, he pays only Chatzinezek, because that second keli broke through Tzroi Reis. Therefore, he only pays Chatzinezek. Now, the Torah says, V'shilach has be'ira, that means a behema. That's how the Targum teaches be'ira. Am I only chayav on a behema? What about a different kind of an animal? What about a chaya or an oif? Zakta Mishnah, lav dafka behema. And this is true both for regal and for shen. Hatarna goylem. Even hens, even chickens. Mu'adin, they're considered a mu'ad, lahalach kedarkan l'shaber. They walk along and break things, and therefore that's regal. Let's say it jumps up onto a plate to eat what's inside the plate, and it breaks the plate. Whether it did so with its feet, or it did so with its body, or let's say it kind of flew a little bit from one place to the other, and broke something as it was flying. All of that is normal for a tarnagel to do, therefore it falls under the category of regal. Zakta Mishnah here, delil kasha beraglov, anything that kind of gets fachepid, that connects itself to the foot of a chicken is called a delil. To the foot of a hen is called a delil. Some of the gears are deli, a bucket. But something got caught on to the foot of this chicken, and as it was walking, it was dangling along and broke a keli. Oy or shayim mehades. Let's say this tarnagel was dancing. It was dancing and flapping with its wings. And the gust, the wind broke something. Something fell as a result of it. Some say that the tarnagel was like digging into the ground and a pebble went flying. On the Shabbos, a keli, through one of these actions, a keli broke. Again, either the thing that was clankling along that was attached to its leg broke something, or from the wind gust as it was dancing, or something that went spraying from underneath as the tarnagel was trying to dig in. Even though it's normal for tarnagelim to do these things, and it should fall under the category of regal, but because it wasn't a direct hezek, but the damage took place by something, that's called kayach. The chicken did one thing, it created a force, and that force broke something, falls under the category of tzroi reis, and therefore mishalom chatzinezek, he would only pay chatzinezek as the halacha l'moshe Mesinai teaches us. So, quickly chazring over what we learned in our Mishnah, we established that regal is when a behema walks a normal way and breaks something. We said that the characteristics of regal are it's a zeka motzi, it's common, and the behema did not intend to do damage. But it walks into my friend's field and steps on something, that's the av of regal. A told of regal is if something attached to behema broke something as it was going by, let's say the saddle got caught onto something, or even the hair of the animal, or even a package that was laying on the animal broke something as it was passing by. But the animal didn't intend to do damage. That's why it's regal and it pays nezek shalem. If the animal kicked in anger and wanted to break something, then it falls under the category of keren. It pays the first times only chatzi nezek. Then we learned about another kind of chatzi nezek, which is not keren. Chatzi nezek called tzroi reis, where an animal walks and pebbles spray from underneath its feet and break something. Clearly the animal didn't intend to do it. The animal isn't even smart enough to figure out that if he walks on something, something will go flying and break something. It was unintentional. It happens all the time. It should be regal, but there's a halacha l'maisha Mesinai that says, no, this is different. Over here, you pay only chatzi nezek. Sometimes the animal can do one thing, break two kelim. On one keli you pay nezek shalom, on the other keli you pay chatzi nezek. Let's say the animal stepped on a keli, broke it. Part of the broken keli flew onto a different keli and broke it. On the first one you pay nezek shalom because that's classic regal. On the second one, which broke by something when flying after the animal steps on something, you pay only chatzi nezek. That's tzroi reis. We said it's lav dafka behemais, even chickens. Tarnagelim are also considered a muya to break things in the way that they would break something. let's say it jumped onto a plate to eat something and broke the plate, or it flew from place to place and broke something as it was flying, that would fall into the category of regel. It's a common thing to happen. And the damage took place directly from the goof of the tarnagel. However, let's say something got caught onto the foot of the tarnagel and was clankling along and broke something. Or the tarnagel was kind of dancing, and as a result of the wind, it didn't touch anything, but the wind from its flapping caused something to break. Some say it was like digging into the earth, and a piece of pebble flew and broke something. That would also fall under the category of tzrai rice, where the Halacha L'Moshe Messinai teaches us the owner would only pay chatzi nezek.